Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, you guys. It's Yaz. And today I want to talk about something that somebody mentioned to me on social media. They said, well, it's all fine to recognize traits in somebody that they're narcissistic, or later on you find out that somebody's narcissistic after you're in a relationship with them. Like a lot of people, they don't realize they're dealing with a narcissist till years down the line. They just feel like, okay, you know, I'm dealing with a difficult person, but they don't understand the narcissistic traits that this person has, okay, to recognize that's a narcissist. And one of the things you have to do, you guys, is you've got to recognize who somebody is, what they're about, okay? What do I always say? You've got good people in the world and you've got bad people in the world. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, it's not necessarily that a narcissist is bad. They have, you know, a personality disorder. Okay, that may be true. But the point is, you're not going to deal with somebody who's toxic. So they asked me, they said, how can you prevent yourself from falling prey to a narcissist? And this is where self-reflection comes into play, you guys, all right? Like, this is not victim shaming. What this is looking at your pattern of partners that you've had in the past. What made you be attracted to that person who had narcissistic qualities? What was it about them that attracted you? Now, a lot of people sit there and say, well, you know, they love bombed me in the beginning and they were so charming and we had so much in common. And another way a narcissist fools you is with consistency, okay? They're going to be consistent in the calls. They're going to be on the phone with you all the time. They're going to smother you with attention and affection in the beginning, okay? But what you have to say to yourself, okay, is this too much too soon, okay? Like, if it seems too good to be true, then it is, okay? And the problem is, there's a lot of people that are very vulnerable out there. There's a lot of people that are dying to be in love. And these kind of predators, you know, it doesn't have to be somebody even necessarily narcissistic. Could be any kind of scammer or anything like that. These kind of people will prey on you if you're the type of person that wears your heart on a sleeve. Let's say that you're somebody who's been through something. Maybe you went through a divorce. Now you're a single parent. You have kids. Maybe you're a widow or widower, and you're also alone. And they will come into your life. You're single. A lot of times, you know, you've been through something, and they will lay on the sugar, okay? And because your state, in other words, like for me, when I got involved with a narcissist a few years ago, okay, I was in a vulnerable state. I had, you know, gotten divorced and I got involved with somebody who I had no idea what I was dealing with. Probably one of the worst narcissists, most dangerous narcissists out there, okay? But I had no idea. This guy was super charming, very loving, you know, just, you know, I thought he was like everything that a soulmate could be, all right? Showered me with attention, and within a little after two months, the mask came off, okay, you guys? The mask came off. And then he turned into the most wicked person you could ever imagine in your life, all right? And at the time, I was very vulnerable, and I had never dealt with anybody like this before, okay? Like, I've dealt with plenty of narcissistic people in my life, but this was a special kind of cat, all right? Because he was one of the smoothest out there. Believe me when I tell you, okay? And I've seen a lot of them out there, so I could tell you he was definitely one of the smoothest. But the point I'm trying to make is he got me at a vulnerable time in my life. Like, my good friend, you know, who's from Chicago, one of my best friends, I said to him later on, I said, you know, I'm more mad at myself that I got involved with him. I'm more mad at myself for putting up with what I put up with at the time. And he said to me, he said, don't be mad at yourself. He said, you were at a vulnerable time in your life and you didn't see him for what he truly was. And then when I ended up breaking up with him, my best friend says to me, he's like, I'm glad you finally saw him for what he is. And so this is what I'm telling you guys, all right? You can't beat yourself up because you got involved with a narcissist. You have to live and learn, okay? Your pain is your lesson. And what that means is what you went through, learn from it so that you don't make the mistake next time. So how do we learn? How do we not fall prey to the narcissist? The biggest thing I could tell you, the biggest, and listen good, never move fast with someone, okay? This is the number one indicator that you're about to get entrapped by a narcissist, because a narcissist is going to rush you. Plenty of people I know got married after 2 months of knowing somebody, 3 months of knowing somebody, and boom, right after they got married, that person turned into a complete monster, okay? Not the loving person you've seen or anything, and the person rushed them to get married, okay? They found out all these other things about the person later on. Then the person was very controlling. You know, if you meet somebody and they come on really strong, really fast, that is a huge red flag. You have to say to yourself, why is this person coming on so strong? Why are they moving so fast with me when they don't even fucking know me, all right? So you got to look at yourself and look at that person and say, what is the attraction here? Is it because I'm so attracted and they're taken back by me? Because you got to understand something. In today's world, there's plenty of options. There's plenty of beautiful women and handsome guys out there. So, you know, beauty is a dime a dozen. But what you got to worry about now, it's not even so much that. You've got to worry about these opportunists, okay? These narcissists that are opportunists trying to get something out of you. They're trying to get money out of you. They're trying to get you to build a business with them. They're trying to move into your crib or your place, all right? Because they can get plenty of beautiful women. They're all over the place. There's tons of them all over social media, okay? And they could get, and if it's a female type of narc, she get plenty of guys as well, all right? If she's an attractive person or she's got something going for her. So you have to say to yourself, you got to look at this situation and you have to say to yourself, if somebody's coming on really strong, really fast, I have to slow them down. What's the best way you can see if somebody's a narc? Slow them down. Slow them the fuck down, okay? And if they don't want to slow down with you, that is a huge red flag. You're dealing with somebody that's either narcissistic or controlling or both, because a lot of times narcissists are controlling, all right? Depending on what kind of narc you're dealing with, all right? So that's what you need to do. You need to slow them down. But the problem is, if you're somebody who's in a vulnerable state in your life, in other words, maybe you haven't been in a relationship in a long time and the narc comes along and love bombs you and you're thriving for somebody, you want that companionship. Or maybe you're somebody that's dying to get married, okay? You've never been married. You're looking to meet somebody to get married. And here comes the perfect guy or the perfect woman giving you everything that you want. And this is what these people do. They come into your life. They size you up. They try to figure out, okay, you know, what is this person? What is their desire? So they're going to look at you and they're going to study you. And this is the way you need to study them, okay? They're going to study you and they're going to try to figure out, well, what are you looking for? If you're looking for marriage, guess what? They're going to mirror you and be like your future fiancé, all right? They're going to try to come up with all these ways of trying to fool you and make you think like they are what you're looking for. But the thing is, what you guys, we got to realize when you're dealing with a narcissist, number one, you slow them down. If they have a problem with it, that is a huge red flag, and that is somebody you got to watch. Okay. If somebody's rushing you, rushing to move fast with you, in other words, they're rushing to move into your place, they're rushing to have you invest in a business with them, they're rushing to get engaged to you, they're rushing to marry you, they're rushing to have a kid with you. That's another thing narcs do too. They will try to get you pregnant, you know. There's a lot of narcissists that do that to trap you. Okay. Oh, you know, I want you to have my baby and everything like that. And you don't even know this person at least 3 months. Okay. And you're thinking, oh, they're so in love with me. They want to have a baby with me. Watch out. Watch out. Okay. Because anybody that does that doesn't have their brain screwed on right. Okay. Or should I say their head screwed on right. You got to say to yourself, why are they rushing me? Why they're trying to trap me? This is what they're trying to do. This is the narc's goal, is to prey on somebody that wants that attention, wants that affection. And this is their tool. Their tool is charm. The narc's tool is charm in the beginning, okay? They're going to charm the pants off you, or they're going to go out of their way to do things for you in the beginning. Some of them buy you gifts. Some of them go out of their way to help you here and there. But remember, this is the beginning. This is the beginning. The beginning is not who they are. It's at the end. And some people will sit there and they'll say to me, but how do you know? Maybe they really are a real one and they fell in love with me. Because somebody doesn't fall in love in 3 fucking months. That's how I know. Okay. Somebody doesn't fall in love in 3 fucking months. All right. That's how I know. Love takes time. Love grows. Love is something that happens over a period of time. That's why time is your defense. And this is how you prevent yourself from becoming prey to a narcissist or anybody else toxic for that matter. You need to size this person in and out and who they are, okay? Because believe me when I tell you, I told you guys 1,000 times, relationships are very complex. You're investing your life into somebody. You're investing your time, and later on, you could be investing your money. You could be investing in having children with this person. You better check this person out every which way. And you better check out their family too. And you better look at their family and see what kind of family dynamic they had. How did they grow up? Did they grow up in a toxic household? Did they have a toxic parent? Was there abuse there? Were they a golden child? What was their past relationships like? Did they get along with their prior exes? What was the reason for the breakup? And remember, it's not always what they tell you out of their mouth. That's why time is what you need in order to see whether what comes out of their mouth matches the facts. You've got to look at, when you deal with relationships, you've got to look at the facts, okay? One of the biggest things, and, you know, a family member told me this a long time ago, you have to think with your head and not with your heart, because your heart will get you into trouble. Your heart will mislead you. Your heart will make you think that you're in love with this person, or this person is your soulmate, or however you want to call it, or your future husband or wife, but then you're not looking at the facts. What are the facts? You're not looking at this person's past history. What is their past history like? That is the blueprint of who they are. You know, what has their work record been? Have they been able to hold a job? Are they responsible? Because this is another characteristic of a lot of narcissists, you guys. They're very financially irresponsible, all right? There's a lot of narcs out there that have money problems, family problems, living situation problems, a lot of problems, all right? So you've got to look at all these things and say to yourself, you know, this is their track record. Is this somebody I want to get involved with? Okay. Because their track record is not looking good. Okay. These are all the ways you are able to analyze somebody. So I'm trying to teach you guys how to analyze people. Once you're, and it's not just with narcissists, it's with anybody. It could be your boss. It could be your siblings. It could be your parents. It could be your aunt, uncle. It could be your children. Once you are able to analyze a person, you know what you're dealing with and you know how to deal with that person. So in order to not fall prey to getting involved with a narcissist, you have to move slow and you've got to look at their behaviors over a period of time. You look at the pattern. That's the key. You look at the pattern, okay? Like in dating, a lot of people get misled because in dating, everybody's thinking about like, okay, well, they're consistent, all right? Oh, okay, they're calling me. Okay, they're showing me attention, affection. Okay, they're seeing me on a regular basis. So right away, when somebody does that in the beginning, you could be dealing with somebody that does that, but could also be very narcissistic because they are doing these things to win you over. But the way you're going to know is if that person moves fast with it. And the other way you're going to know is if their charm is over the top, all right? Like I had somebody and they were like saying to me something about like, that's not true. You know, just because somebody's really nice in the beginning and everything and they're very charming doesn't make them a narcissist. That is true. Okay. That is true. You could have nice people that you meet and are charming and are not narcissists, but I'm talking about the people that are over the top. All right. People that are over the top, people that are telling you they love you in the first week or the first month, people that are, you know, just, you'll know, okay? Because it's just going to sound too mushy, too corny. They're going to tell you they miss you after talking to you once, okay? How can you miss somebody after having one conversation with somebody? You can't, all right? So it's all bullshit and don't believe it, all right? If it sounds like bullshit, 9 times out of 10, it is bullshit, okay? And you've got to trust your gut. That's another thing I want to specify. Always trust your gut. The gut never lies. Oh my God, you guys, please take my advice on this. I am living proof of this because when I was in my toxic relationship or relationships, God knows, you know, I've seen a lot. When I was in them, all right, the biggest mistake I ever did was second guess my gut, or I'd make excuses for the person. But when I used to second guess my gut, I used to say to myself, you know, that may not be the case. you know, maybe that's their way. They don't know better. You know, they had a rough childhood, so maybe they really don't know better. Well, here's what I have to tell you. Whether they had a rough childhood or they didn't, okay? If they don't know how to treat you with respect, that's what's important, okay? Not whether they had a rough childhood or not, because, you know, that's their problem. That's not your problem, and that shouldn't be reflected onto you, okay? Because then you're going to deal with whatever problems they had from their past. This is what I'm trying to tell you, all right? There's a lot of people that have had rough childhoods, but they recognize to treat somebody with respect, all right? So this is what I wanted to give you guys, a couple of tips about how to not fall prey to the narcissist. And also check these people out in and out, all right? Find out everything you can about them, you know, their criminal history, you know, do they have a record? What's their past like? Have they ever been married? You know, what has their marriages been like? All of these things are clues to who this person is. This is who this person is, okay? They got to a certain point in their life, and this is who they are, and now they're coming into your life, and you've got to see, is this person transparent, or is this person fake? And a lot of them give you fake love. Why? Why? Because you have something that they want. So the other thing I need to specify is, if you want to know if you're dealing with somebody who could be a narcissist, look at where you are in life and look at where they are in life and ask yourself, are they going to benefit by being with me? Or am I going to benefit by being with them? Or are we going to benefit together? All right. If you're with somebody who's going to greatly benefit by being with you, and they're giving you all that love and charm and everything, and they're pouring it on really fast in the beginning, ding, ding, that is a red flag, you guys, red flag. And, you know, even though you may love the attention and everything like that, believe me when I tell you, it won't last. So what you need to do is you need to slow that person down and take your time. And if that person has a problem with slowing it down and tries to, like, you know, threaten you, like, well, you know, if you're not sure about the relationship, you know, I'll go talk to somebody else or something like that. If they can't respect the fact that you want to take it slow to get to know them, or they're pushing you to trust them too fast, all right? And when you slow them down, they have a problem and they're trying to threaten you that they'll walk away, then you know what? Let them fucking walk away, because they were no good to begin with, right? That's your red flag right there. Because anybody who is sincere and real will respect the fact that you want to move slow and get to know each other. Relationships, you know, you follow a certain kind of path in a relationship. You don't bombard somebody in the beginning with calls and texts and everything, you know, in the first, second, third month, and then, you know, expect, you know, you're at the marriage point in a relationship where they're trying to convince you to invest money with them. No, you're dealing with somebody who's trying to scam you, all right? You're dealing with somebody who's not there because they really care about you. That's why I'm telling you, slow these people down. Slow them down, all right? And take your time. And when you take your time with these people, guess what? Guess what? If they stick around, guess what? You're going to see little things about them that are going to show you, you know, if they were pushing and they were, you know, seemed too good to be true, you're going to see different. Their mask is going to come off. It always comes off. Listen to me when I tell you that mask always comes off. You know, because the truth always comes out and the mask always comes off, because these people can't keep it up. All right. So that's just a little tips for you guys on how to not fall prey to the narcissist. I hope that helps you. If it did, please hit the subscribe button and please share the podcast. You guys, it's good to build awareness. All right. That is how you prevent people from being used or falling prey to people that are narcissistic and, you know, are very selfish and it's all about them and them using people. So share the podcast and build awareness. Okay, have a great day. Are you having a problem in your dating or relationship life and you need a question answered? Well, go to my website. The link is in the podcast description, and you'll see how you can ask Yaz a question and get it answered confidentially. So go to the podcast description and look for the link where it talks about how Yaz will answer your question. Hi, you guys, it's Yaz, and I want to tell you about my two books on Amazon. The first book is Regain Your Power. It's all about power and relationship. Who has the power in the relationship? And it goes into all of that, okay? The other book is Signs He's Not Into You, He's Wasting Your Time, okay? Check it out. It gives you a lot of good clues as to whether you're with somebody who's a real one or somebody who's just going to waste your time. You could read them both with Kindle's free trial membership. So check it out. Link is in the podcast description. Hi, you guys. I just want to make you aware that the Game Exposed podcast now has their merchandise available. You can check out the link in the podcast description. There's hoodies, there's sweatpants, there's t-shirts, there's cool hats. So go check it out. Link is in the podcast description. And follow Yaz on Instagram at dating_advice_Yaz.